Our Planet Money podcast team recently became a record label solely for one artist, Ernest Jackson, and a long-lost song he recorded in the 1970s about inflation.
Inflation is in the nation, and it's about to put us all away.
The song ended up being in the top 1% of songs streamed on Spotify ever. Sadly, the singer and songwriter Ernest Jackson has died. NPR's Sarah Gonzalez has this tribute.
When we at Planet Money first got our hands on this old cassette tape with the song Inflation on it, it felt like we were supposed to do something with it. And then when we flew down to Baton Rouge to meet the singer and songwriter, we knew we were going to go all in on Ernest Jackson and the song he recorded with a band called Sugar Daddy and the Gumbo Roo.
Yeah, Sugar Daddy and the Gumbo Roo.
He just had this voice, this incredible, gravelly voice.
A lot of people say I sound like Satchmo now, you know, even when I talk.
Ernest called everyone baby. He loved a good double entendre. He was funny and confident.
Yes, because I'm not an ugly man, if I may say so. You know what I mean?
He was truly a joy to be around, and he never stopped hoping he would find fame.
Yes, indeed, because that's been my dream since I was a little boy. I've always wanted to be a superstar.
Ernest started singing at his church when he was 5 years old. By 14, he was performing in nightclubs, loving it.
And I mean, I used to have him jumping all on top of the tables, you know?
This was also when Ernest wrote and recorded his very first song about a girl he used to like.
Give me your love and all your time. Don't ever leave me, 'cause I'll lose my mind.
This is 14-year-old Ernest.
14, yeah, 14.
And Ernest did have a real hit song once. He did a cover of an Al Green song that actually got on the official Billboard charts. So if you ever heard this song on an old jukebox, chances are you heard Ernest's cover, not Al Green's. But Ernest only got paid $150 one time for it. He spent 33 years waiting tables at nice restaurants, still singing wherever he could.
Yeah, I was known as the serenading waiter. I made a very good living. I raised all my children and my family. We did pretty good at that time.
He became a grandpa and a great-grandpa and retired. And we became a record label to see if we could give Ernest a little taste of what he'd always dreamed of, a little bit of fame. And his song did get listened to all over the world, Nigeria, Brazil, Norway, Japan. And releasing his inflation song led to some new opportunities for Ernest. The animated TV show Bob's Burgers cast Ernest Jackson as the voice of a singer from the 70s. Ernest got to go back into a recording studio, which is what he really, really wanted, to record a new song called Gas in My Car.
Because you know if there's gas in my car, I'm gonna get to you.
On December 6th, a couple weeks after this song and TV episode came out, Ernest Jackson passed away unexpectedly. He was 75. One of his kids, Corey, called to tell us.
The most thing I'm going to miss about my dad is his smile. You know, he had a smile that could light up a room.
He really did. And it was such an honor for us to be a part of Ernest Jackson's final years.
Oh, man, he was in such good spirits, man. He was so happy about that. And he would not stop playing Inflation.
We will leave you the way we know Ernest Jackson would like to go out, singing. This is his take on one of his favorite songs.
Whoa, it's been a long time coming, but I knew a change had to come. Oh, yes, it did.
Sarah Gonzalez, NPR News.